me. Abraza me, abraza.
Rescuers worked frantically for hours on end to help survivors of the massive quake, which was centered about 100 kilometers from the city of Concepcion, but caused damage and many deaths in several parts of Chile. Buildings and bridges collapsed, fires broke out, cars were overturned, heaps of rubble were commonplace, and hospitals were accepting those who barely escaped alive.
Terrible, terrible. Yo creía que...
One woman said it was terrible. She said she thought she was not scared of earthquakes, but then, she says, it looked like everything was going to collapse. Hundreds were made homeless, and many tried to salvage what they could of their possessions. Chile experiences many earthquakes, but the early Saturday natural disaster was one of its most severe. Experts said it was better equipped to deal with this earthquake, which was much stronger than the one that devastated Haiti last month. But in Washington, President Obama expressed fears about the death toll.
Early indications are that hundreds of lives have been lost in Chile, and the damage is severe. On behalf of the American people, Michelle and I send our deepest condolences to the Chilean people. The United States stands ready to assist in the rescue and recovery efforts.
Sirens went off in Hawaii, alerting residents to take precautions. Similar warnings were made across the Pacific region from small island nations to Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. At the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii, scientists monitored incoming data and tried to predict what might happen. A tsunami is a series of huge water waves which can be caused by an earthquake. In 2004, the Indian Ocean tsunami, which was caused by an undersea earthquake off the coast of Indonesia, killed over 200,000 people. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.